In the name of God, in whom all are one.
Amen.
Welcome to all God's creatures here today and who are watching online, human and animal alike. Have you ever watched pets watching their favorite shows? The amount of focus and excitement is fabulous. So incredible to watch on YouTube. I highly recommend. So welcome to all to the feast day of St. Francis of Assisi. We celebrate St. Francis for oh so many things, one of which is his vision that the whole of creation in heaven and on earth is interconnected and held together by God as one. Francis recognized an invisible world behind what we can perceive with our eyes centuries before we had telescopes that proved our Earth was part of a greater system, the Milky Way, and before we ever discovered the existence of other vast interconnected galaxies. He intuitively understood that the Spirit of God hides in creation. It hides in your dog and in your cat, in your bird and as well as your rat. That really just came out. It was meant to be. It hides in stones and sand, in oceans and deserts, and in what Francis called brother sun and sister moon. All of us who love our pets of every stripe know that they and every other animal and organism, right on down to cyanobacteria, true, they're sentient beings. They respond to the stimulus of their favorite show. They can learn how to speak and even how to dance. A modern day St. Francis, Dr. Jane Goodall, whom we will all miss so very greatly, she also discovered what Francis knew. Animals clearly have feelings, emotions, and a consciousness or soul. Consider the evidence of the crow. I learned from a family member, an avid bird watcher, that crows, those aggressive birds that are more reminiscent of the movie The Birds, they are incredibly protective of each other. I watched this in action the other day while I was looking out my window. There was an enormous amount of crow kerfuffle, and what sounded like violence to my ears. Until I recognized that up in a palm tree across the way, there was a bunch of birds dive bombing around. Excuse me, I shouldn't be dive bombing. But they were in a coordinated effort to protect that nest. And guess what? Crows bury their dead, and they actually mourn their dead. Now, since God even hides in scary crows, there is a reason we call it a scarecrow. There is. God also hides in you and in me. Through experience, Francis and his companions became convinced that God is nonviolent, nonjudgmental, and cares especially for the poor. He wholeheartedly accepted God's invitation to a new life, giving up his position of power and wealth and taking on a life of simplicity with a heart and mind as open as a child. Now, as he and his companions discovered the interconnection and interdependence between all forms of life, their spiritual transformation created in them a profound capacity to love. Father Richard Rohr explains that Francis believed the purpose and goal of our whole life is to live the marrow, or the core, of the gospel. Of course, he goes on to say, honestly, the core is so simple, it's the living it out that is difficult. Indeed. In our gospel today, Jesus acknowledges, and that's what it actually means when he says, I thank you, Father. The better interpretation is, I acknowledge that the sovereignty, wisdom, and grace of the hidden God is available not so much through our intellect, but through the eyes of the soul and the eyes of faith. It is also informed by our experience. In this gospel, Jesus asserts what Francis experienced 1,200 years later, that God's very nature and will is revealed through God's incarnation in Jesus. Whether he was accepted or rejected, and all the way up to this very day, Jesus persists in what is called the Great Invitation. Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. It echoes a verse by prophet Jeremiah. Stand at the crossroads and look and ask where the good way lies, and walk in it and find rest for your souls. St. Francis stood at the crossroads of extreme wealth and power and had the spiritual vision and faith to ask, where lies the good way? The answer he was given sounds simple. Actively live out the marrow of the gospel. Love God and love what God loves. Love your neighbor as yourself. No, it is not easy. And so we are invited to continually learn and be actively striving for justice for the whole of God's creation, human, animal, and our precious earth alike, to respect the interdependence of it all. The great invitation is to be like St. Francis and yoke ourselves to the wisdom of Jesus and become a team. Together, our burdens are lessened, our hope increased, and love will prevail. Then shall we be confident as we pray, Lord God of us all, let us become instruments of your peace. Amen.